Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 7th of July, recording at 8:32 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights on this absorbing day. First, the Asian stock markets were mostly steadier. The best gain was with the Chinese mainland indices. They were up over 4.5%. And the Hang Seng Index had a good 2.28% gain. Australia went in the other direction, falling 1.5%. Now, the European stock markets were a little mixed earlier on, but then picked up speed and closed with some very good gains, getting close to 2% for many of the indices, including the FTSE, the CAC, the DAX, the IBEX, and the AEX. Now, Wall Street is extraordinary because Wall Street opened with a modest gain and then started to move south. And it actually held that gain for a while, but then started to deteriorate, my guess is after an hour or two of trading, and fell to over 160 points on the Dow before gradually clawing it all back, and it's unchanged. Wall Street's unchanged right now on the Dow. S&P's down a fraction, the NASDAQ composite up a bit. We still have we still have 37 minutes to go, though. So anything can happen in these markets, but that's very, very interesting. Bonds had been down earlier on and then rallied as Wall Street weakened. Some of those gains, of course, being retraced, at least by the U.S. Treasuries, the Europeans being closed, of course. The dollar, has been pretty firm in here. Well, I just have to correct myself there. The dollar had been pretty firm, but it's then lost those gains on the day. Let me give you an idea. There's so much to keep up with in here. The dollar index got up to 73.158. Currently is at 72.69. So that's down 40 ticks. Now elsewhere, crude oil, and this has been a big factor in terms of sentiment, it's been all over the place. A high of 145.68, a low of 139.50, and currently trading at 141.57. So it's still holding above that previous range. Now gold all the precious metals have been easier in here today. Some quite big hits taking place. But well off the lows, as when the dollar was strong, they were at their weakest. Gold bullion, for instance, fell down to 9.1523, but is currently at 9.24 and a quarter. Okay, and we had some limit down moves in the grain and bean complex, including for corn and, I believe, wheat. And coffee fell very, very sharply. So the story of the day is the commodities were weaker. All right, so what's going on here? And was there any news to coincide with any of this? Well, there was that G8 meeting. Now, at the last G8 meeting, we had the dollar rally afterwards for a while. And people might have been expecting that this was deja vu all over again, and certainly it started off with a bit of a dollar rally. Obviously, the oil price would have been discussed, and so that's wobbled in here today. But the most important point that I want to emphasize is if you look at the stock market indices, any of the stock market indices, they are oversold. And The sentiment indicators, many of the sentiment indicators have really been at levels that were quite extreme, suggesting that stock markets should be rallying. Now, I know the VIX didn't conform to that. It has moved higher, but it's nowhere near the highs that we saw, for instance, either in August of last year or in January of this year or in March of this year when the stock market was hitting its lows. And the only point I would make on that is that after three panics in the stock market cycle, people may be panicked out, if you will. Those earlier panics may have been a bit of a catharsis for stock markets, for investors generally. And therefore, that doesn't mean that everything is bullish, because it's not. I have described the fundamental background as resembling a perfect storm in recent months, and that is still the case. But I have also mentioned last week that stock markets had fallen faster than the crude oil price had gone up recently, and therefore we're pretty oversold. A lot of bad news has been discounted, and we have the preconditions for a technical rally. I've been saying that for over a week. What the catalyst would be for that rally, I have said I was not at all sure of, but that the really important one would be a breakdown in the crude oil price. I think without a breakdown in the crude oil price, all we get is some steadying and some small short covering rallies. If we get a breakdown in the crude oil price, and remember those critical levels, it is currently, just to so you can have a visual image of this, currently at 141.68, and at 135, we'd get a midpoint danger line violation. Below 130, we would be taking out the last in the sequence of the most recent in the sequence of the rising lows. That would be technically significant. And at 120, I think we'd have fairly irrefutable evidence that a medium-term correction was underway. That obviously has not happened yet. And again, to repeat myself, I think that stock markets would have to do that. I beg your pardon, crude oil would have to do that to trigger a major short covering rally by stock markets. But in the meantime, we are oversold. That's the one most obvious technical point. So therefore, everybody will be aware of it, and that suggests that a technical rally shouldn't be too far around the corner. All right. Government bonds, I would expect to take their cue from stock markets, with prices moving in the opposite direction. In terms of currencies, the dollar's range bound, so it has come back from the higher side of its overall range, but my hunch is that the best the dollar will do is to remain range bound. All that business about US interest rates going up is baloney, in my view. And they will stay low. The rates are not competitive. The US economy is soft. That doesn't mean that the European economy, UK economy, is very weak in here right now. But I don't think we're going to have those differentials in terms of short-term interest rates closed anytime soon. And precious metals, crude oil, foods. Well, I've already described the knee-jerk reaction for some of those commodity markets falling quite sharply here in line with oil. Oil really is the big one psychologically. I suspect when we get a really good rally in stock markets, remember those, they will return. When we get a really good rally in stock markets, that will coincide with a bit of a downdraft in a number of commodity prices. That would be the kind of one-two punch. And that's pretty much it in terms of the key factors to point out. And as I complete this audio, although there's still 20 minutes to go on Wall Street, it is in the plus column with the Dow up 20. All the very best to all of you.